what you're gonna hear. Okay, just grab a tea, getting me down. Let's do it, what it does.
I have existed from the morning of the world, and I shall exist until the last star falls from the heavens.
This is the Warp Core.
Truism of the week. You can't schedule magic.
Yep.
Okay, catch you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beast speaks truth to power, using spoken word, storytelling, and hip-hop. Black Theater Workshop and My Montréal Eye Intercultural present the Montreal premiere of the Theater Pass Marais production, Sound of the Beast, written and performed by Donna Michelle St. Bernard. Inspired by Tunisian MC Weldel 15, who was jailed for his song Belicia Kleb, The Police Are Dogs, St. Bernard riffs on oppression, poverty, and systemic injustice with her quick wit and quicker rhymes. Sound of the Beast is a multimedia performance that reflects on questions of identity, the decision to call out authority, and what happens when authority strikes back. Playing from October 3rd to 14th at the Mai, Montréal Art Intercultural, 3680 Rue Jean-Max. For tickets and information, call 514-932-1104 or visit blacktheaterworkshop.ca. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
It's Pepe's become kind of a symbol.
Join us for the Montreal launch of the Antifa comic book, a brand new graphic novel from the celebrated Indigenous artist Gord Hill. Friday, October 12th, 7 p.m. at CETA, 2515 Rue de Lille in Little Burgundy. The evening kicks off with a screening of the short film Bash the Fash by Submedia, followed by a presentation from Gord Hill. And then stick around after to hit the dance floor with some anti-fascist beats. This is a free event and childcare can be provided. CETA is wheelchair accessible. For more info, check out montreal-antifasciste.info. Love comic books, hate fascism. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Άρχισα να γράφω ένα τραγούδι βλέποντας ένα σύριαλ στην τηλεόραση. Σε άλλες εποχές, στην Ορμανδία, στις αρχές του αιώνα, στην παραλία, ανθρώπους, άλογα, στην παραλία, τέντες ριχέ. Το καλοκαίρι, έρωτες, το καλοκαίρι, έρωτες, έρωτες, το καλοκαίρι. Σε άλλες εποχές, η αστική τάξη.
Έρωτες το καλοκαίρι.
Έρωτες το καλοκαίρι. Μακριά μαγιό, κάτω από ψάθινα καπέλα, πάνω σε άλογα, κάτω από τέντες ριγέ.
Έρωτες το καλοκαίρι.
Στην παραλία, στην Ορμανδία, άλλες εποχές, οι αρχές του 20ου αιώνα. την τηλεόραση.
Έρωτες το καλοκαίρι.
Μέσα μας ο φόβος του τώρα. Μέσα στα μέσα ενημέρωσης. Αποκλεισμός.
Listen to Space Plane, CKUT 90.3 FM until 2 a.m.
Clear one more time that I have investigated this subject for many, many years. I've been in contact
with insiders
for over 20 years, and I've spoken to dozens of people with different types of classified clearance. And my conclusion has been that there very much has been an industrialization of our solar system and beyond by what you could call the government or the military, depending on how you want to word this. So, Corey, it's good to have you back again. And
hi!
It seems like, from what you're saying, the LOC, or Lunar Operations Command, is like the focal point for how Earth is then connecting out to the greater space program and the cosmos in general. So tell us a little bit more about the LOC. I guess, first of all, what does it look like as you're flying into it?
Well, you can tell it's been built and added onto quite a bit since the 50s. It's built into into the craters and into the rocky area to where it blends in somewhat. Some part of it is built into the rock. Very little of it is above ground.
Oh, okay.
Most of it I have not had access to. I have seen a...
Those assholes won't let me in either.
Where it is somewhat of, goes into a bell shape. Further and further down you go. And I've only had access to the upper levels.
Yeah, me too. That is David Wilcock and Corey Good with their latest news. Now, a lot of what they say is based on truth. I think mostly, anyway, you know, the stuff is going on for folks who listen to Space Plane. So we're just going to get right on into it.
So even though it's a bell shape, you don't actually see the bell.
No, that it's like looking down at the top of the bell or the tip of the pyramid. You just see the smaller top or the tip of the iceberg, I guess you would say. The rest is below and spreads out as it goes down.
If there are this many craft going to and from the LOC, you say it's on the dark side of the moon, how could it possibly have been kept secret from us? Couldn't people with their telescopes see all these ships coming and going from the moon?
People do see that. There's actually another base on the backside of the moon that belongs to human beings. It belongs to one of the secret space programs called Dark Fleet, that a lot of people see craft coming from. That it's, I can give more of a location of that one. If you're looking at the moon, it's at about the 10 o'clock position. People have filmed and seen flurries and swarms of craft leaving and coming from that area quite a bit. Amateur astronomers with video cameras hooked up to their telescopes. This is something that has been seen.
Is there anything on the side of the moon facing us of interest, or is it all being kept on the back so that it's less apt to be seen in the moon's surface?
Most of it is on the back. There are things, there are areas on the front side where craft come out and there are entrances. There are also areas that are by ET groups that are covered by a sort of like hologram shielding that prevents us from being able to see it. Most of it is on the back side of the moon for obvious reasons. For those on the planet's surface that are not meant to see the stuff, won't see it.
When was the LOC actually built?
The LOC was built onto an existing Nazi facility that had been built in the latter parts of the 30s and 40s.
So it goes that far back?
That far back. Once the industrial might of the United States became involved, they really started putting a lot into it and built it out like crazy. They started really building in earnest in the late 50s on it.
Yeah, and I want to get a lot more into the history of the space program in some later episodes.
Yeah, me too.
For right now, let me ask you another question. if we had this all the way back in the 50s, then why did we do the Apollo missions? Why did we land on the moon? What was the point?
There are various levels of programs. There are some in NASA, and there's NASA equivalent military programs that are what they think are the most cutting edge. And they think they're at the top of the totem pole as far as security clearances and need to know of what's going on in the solar system. And these people would literally get into a fist fight with you if you were to challenge them and tell them they weren't.
Do people in NASA really think they're at the top of the totem pole? Oh my goodness. Oh, I guess they don't listen to this show. But wait, surely some of them gotta know. Just a job, right? Government job for never a straight answer. You know the secret space program been doing to do. Well, assuming they have time travel technologies, they've been doing it forever. And that ain't nothing nice.
Archie, Archie. My apologies if a large scraping or unpleasant noise just transpired. I'm jiggling the thing because I got original cassette tape music that I want to put straight to your ear hole. But the thing just be doing weird things right here on live radio. I know I'm not supposed to talk about it because it might shatter the fourth wall and destroy the illusion of my show. But I'm going to address it anyway. Because as I speak in a slightly slow manner, it's because I'm preoccupied with the needles on a stereo meter that tells me that it's only working on one side. See, that only coming through one ear hole, right? What's going on with that? That happened to me last week, too.
such a fool. Warned the player was the damn tape was messed up. We think it's how we do.
People at each level are told they're at the top. And it's not the case, but they believe it. Just as everything is completely compartmentalized, in each compartment, everyone thinks they're at the most, they're doing the most important cutting edge work and have the broadest knowledge.
Like I do.
And all the other compartments and groups are below them.
I guess if you can make someone feel special, then they're going to work harder because they think they're the cream of the crop.
Right, hubris.
Yeah. Do you think that the Apollo mission was a money laundering operation?
Very well could have been part of it to channel a lot of that money into the secret space program. The people that were running those programs on the lower level really believed in what they were doing and really thought it was cutting edge and the highest technology we had.
Do you think those employees could have had information withheld from them about how expensive what they were working on actually was?
Oh yeah, they were deceived on intelligence and they were deceived on all levels.
So do you think it could be maybe even only 10% as expensive as what they told us it was?
That would be speculation. I would have no way to know, but
this is supposed to be an update. It's supposed to be the latest news, and they're talking about the space program in 1960, whatever. What's going on with the spacewalk, guys? We know NASA laundered money or whatever the hell. What going on with the space war?
But it definitely could have provided black cash to develop out the space program.
Yeah, through all different ways, that drugs, all kinds of ways they have of coming up with cash to.
Thank you.
That NASA knew anything interesting at all that we didn't know in the mainstream about the moon?
There was a lot that was discovered during the Apollo missions. In the beginning, they discovered that it was not a real good idea to slam one of their landing modules into the moon.
So that any preoccupation with the evil forces will not result in a future generation falling victim and prey to their malevolent courses. No, no! I'm working totally for my own forces, like I know I should. And some folks somewhere in a dualistic paradigm would call their forces good.
Wait a minute, I gotta do something for me.
Oh. find you in that yellow Ferrari.
Yeah, that wasn't no Ferrari. You must have been following the cab. Arrest some of this.
Yeah, I'm all right to make one phone call. You better shut up.
Cokolwiek mi powiesz, będzie użyte przeciwko tobie, więc lepiej siedź cicho.
Yo vine de Miami y este es parte de mi religión. Y no me diga que me calle.
Tu as le droit de tenir le silence. Rien que tu dis va se dire contre toi. Alors tais-toi.
Et toi, somme de...
Thank you. let the heat print on the birds. Do you know jeans really tell the birds? Bring you to school, talking now.
The Alliance, it kind of formed slowly over time. The Solar Warden was more of a group that was dated back to the SDI era and a little bit earlier.
Strategic Defense Initiative.
Right.
Star
back,
Wars.
Back in the, you know, late 70s, 80s, and they were getting upgrades up into the early 90s, but they were pretty much more of the aging fleet.
And what was Solar Warden's original responsibility?
They policed the solar system from intruders, and
that would be groups that are not part of these 40 that are the Super Federation.
Right, and also. Somewhat of a, you know, space traffic control, air traffic control. They took care of that.
Couldn't some ET group just interfere and invade with vastly superior weapons and technology? I mean, how could a group from the 80s be able to police our solar system against potentially anybody that could try to invade here?
Well, they wouldn't have been able to hold their own with a large invasive force. But most of the groups that passed through were only in maybe one to a handful of vessels.
I wouldn't say, no, if I got
nothing
me on no cause, 999.
I had one
in there. They got shit on me. They were falling.
I
want to eat them up.
Boy.
Shoot them out. That's right.
We are hearing about from Lisa. She's an intuitive.
Underground Prince, essentially, well, never before released from the sessions he did with Miles Davis, although I do not believe it is Miles Davis playing on this recording. I think that if you hear any trumpet, it is Atlanta Bliss from Pittsburgh. It ain't MD. But anyway, man, it's Prince Rogers Nelson, like 1986.
interesting topic because it covers so much, and it's hard to put it all into one show. But we've done a lot of shows that maybe go into more detail on some of the subjects that we're going to talk tonight. But this one is a very detailed orientation of the idea of the occult, and they're tapping into the energies of Lucifer and also tapping into a race of beings that are under the earth or in the earth, as the scripture talks about, the bottomless pit, all these different things. So we're going to get into this tonight and talk about it. We've done quite a bit of research, and I feel like this is probably one of the more important topics because there's a coming great deception. And this ties into it perfectly. And so I'm gonna go ahead and get
it's a parade for monsters.
It's a parade for monsters.
Skip, 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 skip
Started. So I got a slideshow here for you guys. So the Vril Society, this is something that there's no concrete proof of an actual Vril Society other than people's word and testimony. But the concept of Vril and the underground super race is important to Theosophy and a lot of different other religious books and groups and secret societies. And the claim is that the Vril Society was a secret community of occultists in pre-Nazi Berlin. And they were sort of the inner circle of the Thule Society, or the Thule Society, however you prefer to pronounce that. That's fine with me. I don't care. I definitely don't always have the proper pronunciations. I know David's perfect at them. But
I know you're terrible at it, sir.
On word pronunciations. I'm known for my flexibility there. So.
Right. And so there are, and there's also claims that they're... that in the close contact with the English group known as the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn and the Golden Dawn. So these all kind of groups tied together in
the Order of the Golden Dawn, the Vril Society, all this stuff. This is old news. This is old hat. But what they're really trying to get at is the giant angels chained in the hollow earth and the seething energies of Lucifer unveiled. Stay tuned on Space Plane. CKUT 90.3 bazillion. Asshole.
Buddy, I want to tell you something.
I want to tell you something.
Thank you.
haven't seen big difference between any of them.
I literally voted for Nixon.
That's true. I
voted just kidding. I never
so
did.
It shows I can't. I'm not always right.
Exactly. So we look at these. We look at this. Things don't. I mean, all the stock market's going to crash. People. The things still go the same exact way they've always gone. These guys sit together and drink together and hang out together. Go to games together. Hold each other's hand. There's a picture of Bush holding Michelle Obama's hand. You guys remember the election and remember the bad things said about each other?
That was a low five.
And wake up and see things for what they are. They're doing it right in front of our faces. No problem.
And this is the real folly of the people of God seeking political solutions. And I'm not saying what people want to do in that realm, vote, not vote. That's between you and the Father. But
don't vote. I say do not give them the validation.
They might come at me with and say, they might kind of come on and say, you know what they might say,
you're kind of rude. They might say, you're kind of rude. You're kind of
I'm finna time travel back to Egypt, just like Michael Jackson. You know he did. He came back, there was a bust of him, man. And it came back and it showed up in a museum. Looks a little bit too much like Michael Jackson and not be him. Time traveling back to Kemet. Oh. Besides, there's no way time is linear.
There's no way. No way time is linear, man.
And if you wanna say that, some shit like that to me, you know what I'm gonna say to you, dude? I'm gonna come right at ya. And I'm gonna say, yuck.
To think that there's a solution to the world through politics is sheer folly. Did you hear?